And finally, keep your hair on, because our gene of the month is the rather wackily named lunatic fringe. First discovered in fruit flies, the fringe gene is involved in forming the edges of a fly's wings. Mammals, including mice and humans, actually have three different versions of the fringe gene, called manic fringe, radical fringe, and lunatic fringe, which are involved in the development of limbs and other parts of the body. In 2006, researchers discovered that inheriting two faulty copies of lunatic fringe causes severe problems with the development of the spine. It's a condition known as spondylocostal dysostosis, and this comes under the banner of a number of hereditary spinal defects known as Yarko-Levin syndrome. Now, although the name lunatic fringe sounds amusing, it's much less funny to families whose children have been born with the syndrome. So the Human Genome Organisation Gene Nomenclature Committee, or HUGO for short, have suggested it should be just known as LFNG. Less creative maybe, but probably less upsetting. That's all for now, and I'll be back again next month with a look at the world of top models. Not the skinny clothes horses, but the model organisms that scientists around the globe rely on to carry out vital research into genes and human health. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, and you can tweet @NakedGenetics. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.